This is Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features for free, so head over there and enjoy them on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
All right, so we're going to take your phone calls, and then Meg is going to tell us about the new entry fee that you'll get to pay if you want to come here, maybe. We'll talk about it here in a little bit. But first, Ned is on the line. Captain Ned, calling from Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ned.
Yes, lady and gentlemen, how are you doing tonight?
Super. Well, what's on your mind, Ned?
Great, man. I called Saturday night. In keeping with the ongoing actions of the citizens of the several states united of Wisconsin and Indiana in regards to Republican anti-union actions, please allow me to read a quote by Benjamin Franklin, if you would.
Sure, sure.
Democracy is two wolves and a lamb voting on what's for lunch. Liberty is a well-armed lamb contesting the vote. Your
That's
thoughts?
A good quote.
Oh, I tend to agree. I mean,
democracy sucks.
Yeah.
Yes, we are a republic here in the United States.
I don't know what you mean by saying we are a republic. I'm not a republic. Are you?
United States of America is a republic. When you vote for president,
I don't do that.
The popular vote does not elect the president.
So since I don't vote for president, if I don't vote for president, does that make me a republic?
Stop it. So the republic, the terminology. How many republics are there, and how are they defined? I guess
the People's
really
Republic
question.
Of Korea.
Stop it! There.
You just asked a question.
No, I'm going to. I'm going on. I'm expounding with this one.
Please do.
Is the terminology you're using to define a republic isn't a good definition for a republic because there isn't a good definition for a republic. Republicans will generally say, the United States is a republic, and, you know, that's what it says in the founding documents. However, there's really nothing that differentiates a republic from a democracy in sort of reality. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I really don't, but I mean, it's interesting. Your observation is interesting.
China's a republic.
Yeah,
People's Republic
it says
of China.
It's a republic, right?
Well, by name only.
Okay, but
that's a dictatorship.
Name the other republic that has a electoral college. I think that's what you used as the definition. Some people would say that it's a democracy with rights or something like that. But name it. I mean, there isn't another one that's like that. So there.
Yeah, we're very unique by the founding fathers' intentions, sir.
But the Senate in Rome. I mean, Rome was a republic, but and therefore that would give sort of argumentum ad antiquam. It would give Rome the precedent as having set what a republic was, and it doesn't fit this definition that you're referring
to.
All right,
we'll let that argument in antiquium go on in antiquium, and we'll just let that hang out there. And I've got one more for you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and this applies to Obama's recent actions here in Libya. Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay, Article 2, Section 2 of the United States Constitution, Clause 1, which is Paragraph 1, okay, allow me to read it word for word. The president shall be commander-in-chief of the Army and Navy of the United States and of the militia of the several states when called into the actual service of the United States. Okay? He's using the Army of the United States, which, interestingly enough, in 1948, the name of the Army was changed from the Army of the United States to the United States Army. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Very interesting. Well,
why do you think that is?
Why do I think that is?
Yeah, sure.
Well, if you allow me to go on, it's because the United States of America, okay, a U.S. citizen, okay, which if you're born, let me go to Article 1 or Article 2, Section 1 of the Constitution, okay, and this is the 62 words which defines your ability to run for president of the U.S. Would you like me to read it?
Go ahead.
I don't
really,
know.
It's very interesting.
Obama was born in Nigeria.
Oh, no. It's okay. Very interesting. No person except a natural born citizen or a citizen of the United States at the time of the adoption of this Constitution shall be eligible to the office of president. Neither shall any person be eligible to that office who has not attained to the age of 35 years and been 14 years a resident within the United States. Okay, so what this means is a U.S. citizen is not the same as a natural-born citizen who is a citizen of several states. So the United States, the United States Army, in changing their name from the Army to the United States, of the United States to the United States Army in 1948, they could only draft their own citizens, which are U.S. citizens. Okay.
I'm a little confused. Are you guys following this?
I think so. I think he's going to go with, now we're taking foreign citizens, but...
No. The people sworn in at the stadium from Nigeria or Biafra or Laos or Vietnam, those are U.S. citizens. A natural-born citizen is a citizen of the several states.
Okay.
There's two. So Obama would not, if he is indeed the first United States U.S. citizen to be president, which I believe he may be, he doesn't need a birth certificate because, by definition, he can't have one. He wasn't born here.
He's got that certificate of live birth, right, that they showed
him. Well, I don't know what he's got, but I'm just saying he may be the first citizen of the United States, which the Constitution ratified in 1787 allowed for. You can be born in China and be president of the U.S.
It's all very interesting, but what's the relevance?
Well, the relevance, I'm not going to let you discuss it. It's that...
Well, I'm going to tell you that there's no such thing as a citizen.
Well, there's
nothing to discuss,
there,
as far as I'm concerned. You're just talking about, you're bickering over, you know, political details.
Yeah, just wording semantics and whatnot.
Well, semantics of the Constitution, you can say it's a living document. The semantics...
I didn't say anything about it. It's a document I didn't sign, I can tell you that.
A piece of paper with words on it.
Sir, I did not sign the Constitution.
A paper with
so
words on it, that's very interesting.
I'd love to talk
about that.
It's blasphemy.
Well,
it is
okay,
just a piece of paper with words.
I'll let you guys talk about it. I'll call you back.
Okay, Captain Ned, you have a nice night. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. I understand. Look, I used to believe the whole Constitution thing.
Oh, yeah,
I used to be
too.
In that club.
It used to be just darn close to the Holy Bible and the Constitution and the United States Marine Corps Code of Ethics.
Well, it was signed by gods. Of course it's the Holy Bible.
And when
Bible.
You read it, it looks like, oh, yeah, this makes sense. This is what we want.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like, just over time, what I'm left with is that either the Constitution, as Lysander Spooner said, and you can go look it up if you'd like to find out who he is.
No treason.
Look up no treason. You know, either the United States Constitution authorized all of this stuff that's going on, including Barack Obama's presidency, even if he wasn't born here, and I don't know, and don't care very much, or it was powerless to defend against it. And then the rebuttal is, but it's our responsibility as American citizens to defend the Constitution. How did these guys signing this document in 1789 create upon me an obligation to defend it?
You were born here.
But how did that happen?
You were born here. Social contract.
I understand that, but those guys slaughtered their way to victory, and I don't think that's
the society we live in.
It's an obligation upon me.
Those are the rules. That's
they
the society
told me
we live in.
That I was free.
You
are free.
According
to
the
I'm free to be obligated. I'm free to be obligated to defend the Constitution.
You're free to leave.
Right. That's it.
Yeah, you can go. Be somewhere else.
Yeah, be someplace. Go to Antarctica. You can be free there where nobody else is. And I guess the rest of the people that want to stay here.
If you don't like it, you can vote them out.
Right. if you don't like it, you can leave. Suggest that the United States government somehow owns all this land. And if it owns all that land, that means that it came about it in a fair way. It was right and just the manner that they procured all this land. And you can go ask yourself some Indians whether or not it was fair and just.
Well, that's our system.
Yeah, our system is killing people and taking their land and then telling them how they have to live because we
don't
some
do
stuff
that
on
anymore.
Paper.
We don't do that anymore.
Well, yeah,
that
now,
then,
now
this
that
is
we
now.
Have the land, you don't have to, right? If you were to take over Mexico, you'd be obligated, because the country's become so corrupt, you'd be obligated to pay welfare and stuff to people that down in Mexico, too. So no longer is the message of liberty being spread. So, I don't know. To me, this is just, this whole idea that the, that's what it is.
It is.
If you have to ask yourself this, when I was in school, in a Christian school, they told me that you could have a religion based around anything. The love of money was a religion in and of itself. If there was a religion called the love of America, what would it look like? What would people act like if they were America worshippers?
Maybe they would
they'd
put their hand over their heart.
They'd say a little prayer to the icon of the flag every morning.
1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. You take control. Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenFacts, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of 2 Berkey sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and those features include
Things like our listening options, news updates, and more. If you want to help promote the show, though, there's options for you there at promote.freetalklive.com. You can get a whole list of things that you can do to get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Most of them are free or very low cost, like printing out flyers or business cards, using web graphics for your website to promote the show. Go get the details at promote.freetalklive.com. We appreciate it.
Intern for Liberty. Make a difference, get experience, and get paid. The Institute for Humane Studies is seeking undergraduates, graduate students, and recent graduates for its summer internship programs. They have internships in all kinds of journalism and public policy. Graduates have gone on to ABC's 2020, The Financial Times, Cato Institute, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, The Economist, and many more. They'll take care of a stipend, they'll give you money, housing assistance, career workshops, and training throughout the summer. You can visit libertarianinternships.com for more information there to sign up and receive updates and reminders. This is an incredible opportunity for a person in college to, add something great to your resume and make employers want you that much more. It doesn't matter whether you what career you're going to go on and into. If you've got ABC's 2020 on your resume, it makes you look a lot better than the next guy. LibertarianInternships.com.
All right, so we're going to continue taking your phone calls about what you want, and then if we get a chance, we'll tell you about the entry fee for the United States. It's been proposed. Let's first talk to Joshua, listening in West Virginia to WVTS in Charleston. Hello, Joshua.
Hello.
Hey.
How are you?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I don't want to necessarily pick on you at all, but I was a little bit disturbed about what you guys said about the Constitution. I was wondering, are you kidding?
What do you mean?
Hold
on. Wait, specifically, what are you asking about?
Well, the comments, I didn't know if they were made in jest or not about it just being words on paper.
It's just words on paper.
Well, it's words on paper written by men who are now dead as well. I mean, there's no way that those words could bind me. In fact, the Constitution, I used to be a constitutional guy, so follow me here for just a moment. I used to be somebody who, I read a book, about the Constitution. I studied it to some extent, and it was well aware of a lot of what it meant, and I thought that it meant a lot to me. And what it means to me now is that it was a good intended document. They really, I think, tried to bind down the government with the so-called chains of the Constitution, but I think we can see where that has gotten us. It hasn't really worked out, has it? As Lysander Spooner put it, it has either done exactly as it was intended to do, or has been completely powerless to prevent the tyranny that has happened. Beyond that, it was a set of rules for the government to follow. The Constitution is nothing that individuals agreed to. Most people did not agree to it. It was only agreed to by the men who signed it. They wanted to create this government. They set down these rules in place, and the government has broken its own rules and continues to do so. None of us are bound by the Constitution. We didn't agree to it, unless you've sworn an oath to it, in which case then you have. But I have not done that. And have you, Meg, Mark?
No.
You guys done that? No. Okay, so I like the ideas of individual liberty and personal freedom, but the Constitution doesn't exactly enshrine those because it creates a government which exists to control people.
Oh, I agree that the government has most certainly overstepped its bounds, and it is no longer a reflection of what the Constitution actually...
If you agree with that, then at what point do you believe that that became true?
Well, there are milestones for the decadence of our nation, if you will. Just, for instance, the establishment of the Federal Reserve, which automatically screwed... our country.
1913 was a terrible year, along with the IRS in the same year, right?
Oh, well, of course. And that was done... Well,
so that blessed Constitution allowed for all that?
Not necessarily. As a matter of fact, it was done in secrecy.
They tricked us.
But it's still here, so nobody really cares about the Constitution,
so
do they?
If the Constitution was this ever-vigilant pit bull, wouldn't it have been able to stop it?
Well, you got a lot of idiots in politics. I mean, how many people have actually read philosophy? How many people understand the
understanding? How many will?
Right, where are we going?
Doesn't the Constitution...
Well, the Department of Education, for instance, is another government-created institution. I mean, nothing necessarily that the government has done recently is good. And the thing about it is, the Constitution was meant to stab that off.
It didn't work out, though, did it?
I think it slowed the process, and if you look at Switzerland, which used essentially the United States Constitution with a few twists to it, you can see that they're only about 150 years into theirs, and that they don't have quite the growth of government that the United States does.
But wait a minute. What about New Zealand, where they don't even have a constitution, and they rank higher on the economic freedom index?
That much is true. But don't you think that the United States Constitution created a system where idiots, as you called them, are able to get into power and tell the rest of us how we have to live our lives, what things we have to purchase, how we have to behave, and all manner of other stuff?
Well, I think that the amendment process, that perhaps it wasn't intended to be used the way it has been, and so it's allowed for these...
Isn't that blasphemy, though? I mean, isn't that blasphemy to say that the Constitution has been, the Constitution used as it was written is in fact flawed?
Well, perhaps it is, but
okay,
that's
it's flawed.
Not to say that it's not a better than what we're going through right now. What I'm basically getting at is this. It's being usurped. For instance, you can find a story right now of Obama using the Department of Justice to try and circumvent gun laws. You got people that aren't even the president issuing military attacks. I mean, it's insanity. This is not what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, it's not what it's supposed to be. So you can look at it and say, you know, like, even though the Constitution may have been a good idea, it didn't work out. It's just the reality of the situation.
Right. That's all we're saying.
You can't hope and pray that, you know, we should go back to this ideal.
It's not coming back.
It's not coming back. It
doesn't
work.
Nothing is
going
to happen. We voted for Republicans. We voted for Democrats. We voted for Republicans again. It ain't going back.
It's
the Republicans
over.
Want a big, intrusive government. The Democrats want a big, intrusive government. If you think that you're going to wrest out of the jaws of the ravenous beast of government, the Department of Education, so that our kids can finally be educated into the truth about the Constitution and freedom and the American way, you are living a pipe dream, not us.
Well, might I have another comment?
Sure, right ahead.
Well, basically what I'm getting at is you are, the reason this is happening, though, is because the populace itself no longer values the same things that the creators of the Constitution valued. So with you, to make comments like this that we're making now, it's comparing apples and oranges, because those people then understood what was important.
How do you know that?
They didn't.
Yeah.
During the Revolutionary War, there were people that supported the king. I mean, so those people had differing opinions.
Alexander Hamilton wanted a large federal government, and he had a huge effect in the Constitution. The Constitution is the second draft. It's the America being betrayed. The Articles of Confederation left these things to the state, not to mention George Washington going out and crushing two rebellions after he led one.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate the thoughts, Joshua, at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Much more likely the U.S. government's going to crash and burn before you ever get back to any kind of constitutional government.
You've heard the saying, one good thing leads to another. It's true, especially when you're talking about CentOS. Choosing CentOS for your company's rental uniform leads you to the finest service, quality, and innovation. And now it leads you to popular Carhartt branded apparel. That's right, CentOS, the leading provider of rental uniform programs, and Carhartt, the premier brand of retail workwear, have partnered to bring you a new and exclusive offering. It's the Carhartt Rental Workwear Program, only from CentOS. You'll enjoy CentOS's weekly pickup and delivery, professional cleaning and repairs. You'll look good and feel good wearing comfortable Carhartt branded apparel. You'll wear Carhartt to work, and CentOS will do your laundry. The Carhartt Rental Workwear Program is exclusive to CentOS. It's easy to get started. Have your company go to CentOS.com for all the details. That's CINTAS.com. CentOS, the uniform people.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free if you'd like. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
As we continue here, of course, we will take your phone calls about anything. In addition, we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Maybe you've got a smartphone. You want to access our mobile site for quick links to our streams and podcasts. Go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live brought to you by SACL CAI.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early outbilling, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI.
All right, so we're going to continue taking your phone calls. Mike is listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Hello, Mike.
Hi.
Mike, what's on your mind tonight?
What I really love about your show is the way that you kind of put your finger on hypocrisy. I don't know that if you've looked at your work that way, but I really enjoy that about the show.
Thank you.
So I got to pass along two of my favorite hypocrisies that everybody seems to just wave at as it goes by. I understand I'm not supposed to call Indians anymore because that's offensive to them because they're not from India. They want to be called Native Americans.
I'm a Native American, too.
I believe
I was born here.
Doesn't the word American come from an Italian explorer?
I thought he was just a map maker.
That's a great point, though, by the way. And by the way, I would also hesitate to say that they want anything. Again, there we are putting people into groups, the idea that all Indians have come to agreement that we will now be called Native Americans.
I find the term Native American to be offensive. And what it suggests is that somehow
like
I'm not Native.
Midget versus little person?
Right.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to call somebody a little person.
Native means
here's my second one.
I was born here, and that's all that means.
Okay, here's my second. I understand that the white man came here and took the land from the person who was here first. Here's the great question that no one seems to answer. The people who were here first, and I'm going to call them Native Americans because I don't have a better name right now, they were warring groups, one against the other, for ages. And they would take land from one another, and they would take women from one another, and they would take children from one another. And so if we wanted to pay them for the state I live in, who do I pay?
It's tough. It's a tough issue. And the things that you say are largely true. There were more peaceful tribes, if you want to use that term. Some people don't like the term tribe. And
how about Indians?
There were more peaceful and less peaceful ones.
Let's just find the most offensive phrase.
It's a real problem. One of the things that the Indians really wanted from white people were guns so they could go after the competing tribes. And I'm talking mostly about East Coast tribes here at this point. By the time they were working to the Plain States and the West Coast, the Indians really didn't like white people at all at that point. They'd pretty much figured out the trick. But those East Coast tribes really did want those guns, and they were willing to put up with white people for a while in order to be able to get them.
So here's the hypocrisy. The Native Americans aren't dissatisfied with the system that was used to see who would own the land. They're just pissed off that they got beat.
Yeah, they certainly don't like the results.
They don't. And they say, well, you guys took our land. Hey, you sold it to us for the beads.
Or
it wasn't our fault you didn't know that the beads were useless and cheap. So now here comes the great one. So now we pay them again with dollar bills. And
well, it's not a situation, okay? Because we were just talking about white guys that existed in the past, and then you switched it over to we. I ain't a white guy. Mm-hmm.
They're handing me the bill right now.
I don't know. Well, they're living on the reservations, and because basically they have to. If they were, John Stossel actually did a report where some Indians decided that they were just going to throw off the cloak of the government and see if they could make it on their own, and in fact they thrived. It's welfare, and welfare always creates people that are dependent upon it.
Right. It's not them that are doing it to you. It's the government and their coercive system that is doing it to you.
It'll always set it up in a way that'll make people war against each other, though.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody is going to hand me the bill and say, we need to pay these people. And then 50 years from now, after the collapse of the American government and the dollar bill is worthless, then somebody's going to come to me again and say, you know, you paid us with worthless pieces of paper, and now we want to be paid again.
Well, why do you keep paying? I guess that would be my question. Because, again, the people that are demanding money from you are not the Indians, and they're not the welfare queens. They are the government agents, and they're demanding money for all kinds of reasons and excuses and programs and, whether it's paying for reservations, welfare, whether it's war, which is also kind of another form of corporate welfare, whatever the government program is, it's them. They are the ones that are doing it, not the Indians, and I didn't sell beads to the Indians, and I didn't take their land from them, and the Indians that are alive today did not have their land taken from them either. So none of those statements are really very accurate right now.
And it isn't that great hypocrisy, though, because that's what we're being told.
It's a mess, and it's all about groupthink. Yeah. I am this, I am that.
It's what I've decided, group guilt.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've decided that I'm going to a shoe race. I don't have one anymore. I happen to know that I'm of somewhat mixed heritage anyway, and I'll just go ahead and say I don't have one in general, and therefore they can't pile upon me the debt of the white man, and they can't shove the things that happen, all the awful bad feelings that Indians might have. They can't force me to feel that either. I'm just going to choose not to.
Yeah, at this point, most of the population has reached a melting pot point, if you will. that half of their family probably owes the other half some reparations, so the now generation is fine. They've paid it all off.
Yeah, you can't figure it out anyway. So the best thing we can do is to stop paying the criminal gang and move forward into a situation of liberty in our lifetime. Liberty for everybody that wants it, and for anybody that wants to be controlled, there are plenty of people around who'd be happy to tell them what to do. And I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you and the thoughts at 800-259-9231. Let's go to Mark, listening in West Virginia to WVTS. Hello, Mark. Mark in West Virginia. Going once. Mark's gone. Let's try Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Meg, and Mark.
Hi there. I need to point out, first of all, about the Liberty Dollar, and secondly, about the constitutional issues involved in coining money. But, you know, I happen to have experience in, you know, I pay property taxes with big stacks of $2 bills. I buy stuff with presidential dollars and Kennedy half dollars. And, yes, you know, a lot of people really are ignorant about what is United States money. And they call their boss over there and say, would the gentleman on pump 10 please be sure to stop it at $10, because they thought these were dollar coins when they were actually half dollars. Okay, they set it for $20. Okay, so I have to stop it at $10 because they don't know all the different categories of dollars. And yes, those people can.
Hold on a second, Tom. Are you referring to the definition of dollar that refers to a specific amount of silver?
No, federal dollars. People are ignorant about the federal dollars that are out there in the form of $2 Federal Reserve notes and presidential dollars and Kennedy half dollars.
The presidential dollars are the little golden coins. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, the little ones. Now those, you know, people are very ignorant about those, and those people might think that this Liberty dollar is a $20 federal dollar piece, and you don't want to spread the message of liberty to those people by burning them and making them get in trouble for having their drawer come up short because they thought this was $20.
And I agree.
Now, the other the point about the constitutionality.
You're referring to the Liberty dollar in the way that it was designed by having a dollar amount, the dollar sign with a certain amount on it, which is basically a suggested trading value for that particular piece. Mm-hmm. I think the system has big flaws. I've always had my critique of it. And thanks for the call tonight, Tom. I appreciate it. The Liberty dollar system had its flaws. It's gone now because they raided them and took all their gold and silver.
That's so depressing.
But at the same time, it was also the most successful alternative currency out there. And so you can't deny that it had a great marketing program behind it. And most importantly, it was intended to educate people. It wasn't just intended to be passed off. It was intended to get the ideas of real, sound money into people's hands and minds. And I think it was very successful at that. It's Free Talk Live.
It's the shirt you wear most. An essential in any professional man's wardrobe. It's the white dress shirt. And for over half a century, the Paul Frederick White 10-Point Oxford Dress Shirt has set the standard for quality, comfort, and style. It regularly starts at $40 or more, but we're so confident that it will become your favorite shirt, we're making it available at the exclusive introductory price of only $19.95. Go to 1995shirt.com and choose our classic button-down with button cuffs or our traditional street collar with either button or French cuffs. Choose from regular, trim, and big and tall sizes with 55 combinations of collar and sleeve lengths for an exact fit. Order today and you'll also receive free monogramming and $8.50 value. Go to 1995shirt.com right now to order your Paul Frederick White 10-Point Oxford dress shirt for just $19.95. Enter promo code TUCK. That's 1995shirt.com. Promo code TUCK.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you this evening is Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
By the way, the Porcupine Freedom Festival is coming up this summer, June 20th through the 26th. We're going to be there. Will you? Free Talk Live can be broadcasting the entire time, all week long, from Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. The view is incredible. The people are even better because they're awesome. Hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all hanging out the same campground, doing everything from family fun and games to agorism in action, everything from live musical performances to panel discussions and speeches, campfires, parties. Man, it's a good time. Cookouts. It's just a whole week of fun. In fact, during the week, there's also the opportunity to get on a tour bus and head down to various different areas of New Hampshire. So, like, one day they'll go to Manchester, another day they'll go to the seacoast, another day they'll go to Keene, and that's a lot of fun as well. So, if you're brand new.
You should definitely check on the Keene one.
Absolutely. If you're brand new to New Hampshire, that's a great excuse to travel around, tour the state, and meet the amazing people that live here, and meet the amazing people that are going to live here, because we're still in the beginning of this movement. It's still very early on in this whole Free State Project thing, and there are only a few hundred, several hundred people that have made the moves thus far. There are over 10,700 that have pledged to make the move, so there are many more to come that are already here, and you could be one of them. Go to porkfest.com to learn more about the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Again, it's coming up this summer. You can use our coupon code FREETALKLIVE, which is with no spaces, by the way. Use that code, FREETALKLIVE, to save 20% on your early bird registration at porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com, as we continue with your phone calls. And we'll talk to Michael listening in Alabama to WBHP. Hello, Michael.
Hello there. Yes, I was just listening to you about your Native American stuff and Indians, and I happen to have American Indian blood in me and everything, too. My heritage and all, okay, fine, but I'm with you on the idea about Native American. To me, is anybody born on American soil, military bases overseas, U.S. territories, whatever? I don't believe it's one group of people. And I don't, in political correctness out here, all that is just plain outright slavery. And I, for one, think that we ought to just start throwing that yoke of slavery off, because you can't be free like you guys want to be, like I want to be. You're never going to be free as long as you're going to start being, keep being, trying to be politically correct, you know, and come up with all their terminology. You got to be free, no more PC stuff, and that will help you be free, man. No more slavery.
I just don't like the PC stuff because it becomes very hard to figure out who is racist. Mm. I just like it when people are overtly, like, I appreciate the fact that Scott is so overtly racist. Yeah. I know I don't like that guy. I'm cool with that.
Indeed. And so you're saying that using PC terms is akin to slavery?
It's a sort of slavery.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's requiring someone to speak the way that you want them to speak. Otherwise, they are, you know.
I wouldn't say that's slavery at all. I think it's an insult to real slaves.
Well, I call citizenship slavery.
There is no such thing as citizenship.
Yeah, well. You know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean. What do you mean?
You would be, say, being under the yoke of government, them forcing you to act in a certain
way. Yeah, when you're forced to do something, like give of your obedience and your money to someone who's your master will put you in a cage, that seems pretty akin to slavery, if not extortion. But to suggest that because some people are using a certain term and you would feel uncomfortable not using that term, that's just social ostracism. That's not slavery.
It's control, and I think it can be taken too far. At the same time, I think that one can be rude, and you know, rudeness is always going to be punished socially.
Michael, thanks for the call and the thoughts. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Andy's in California. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Meg, and Mark.
Hello, this is Andy out in California. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm just updating you in regards to my endeavor to have equal access for people with learning disabilities like dyslexia, attention deficit disorder, and so on.
If I recall correctly, you wanted to bring recording devices into court in California.
Yeah, I just had a conversation with a judge or an alleged ADA coordinator this morning in Amador County. And we still have a man sitting on the bench making a medical decision, and I have to sit in the back of the truck like a dog out in the parking lot, and my girlfriend has to go in the building for me. So even though the rules of court were changed up here in California by the district court in San Francisco, the Ninth Court of Appeals, the county and state still not recognizing that it's been changed.
Yeah, this is not going to do it.
As I said, I'm not asking for accommodations. I have my own.
You're bringing your own recording device as well.
I bring my own in, and it's very passive. It doesn't disturb anybody unless you're a criminal.
Yeah, it sucks to be in California, dude. I mean, we've got recording devices in court here. Mm-hmm. I just recorded a trial just this last week. I've actually got 4 hours of footage, as a matter of fact. It's so much footage that this editing program can't even handle cranking out the MP4 that I'm trying to make out of it. So
I've got other problems. Has anybody gone in as a claimant, claiming jurisdiction with a tape recorder within the bar?
Claiming jurisdiction? I don't understand what you mean.
Well, jurisdiction is the difference between being a member of a republic or a democracy.
I'm not sure I understand.
Well, within a democracy, you only have privileges, and the rules of court are superior to law, and within a republic... law is superior to rules of court, and that's what the
law is. Well, that's a bunch of nonsense. I mean, they do whatever the heck they want to do. There is
no law that applies. Like I say, the tape recorder is a problem. I don't have to explain anything more to you. Criminals only have problems with self-incrimination, and I have tape recorders.
Oh, yeah, I absolutely agree with that. I disagree with your definition of what a republic is. But
To simplify it is that we have an attorney in town here that's suing 100 businesses for not having wheelchair access.
Yep.
Yet, he won't represent someone with dyslexia that gets arrested trying to go to Department of Motor Vehicles or take children from middle schools or high school.
It's easier to get money out of businesses than it is the government.
The government
is very insulated and protected from lawsuits. They will just kick your lawsuit right out of court. They'll tell you you don't have standing. Whereas against a business,
you don't really want to upset the government because you have to swear allegiance to them as a lawyer.
Right.
Well, yeah. And the whole deal is with the tape recorder, it gives us an opportunity as a country to set a national standard to return discovery to the people, because if the state owns discovery, they own everything. The voting process and the military is not accountable to the judicial branch.
You can't get discovery? What does having a recording device have to do with getting discovery?
Well, I can walk out with the inflections in my hand, what I actually said, instead of someone that has an encryption machine, which goes from encryption to transcription, which can be changed. You can go in for a citation, like I told you.
Okay, right. When you're talking about I thought when you said discovery, you mean discovery, which is typically known
discovery
as...
Discovery is evidence.
Getting the evidence
prior to
the trial.
The state decides what evidence goes in to be presented in front of the jury, and you can't win when the state decides discovery.
The whole system is designed to prevent you from winning for the most part, and I thank you for the call. I wish you the best of luck out there. California, though, I think for the most part, it's a lost cause.
Yeah, I think it's only the extreme cases where it's just bad PR for the government that people have any chance of winning when they go up against the government.
The sad thing is, a guy like this, he's completely within the right. I mean, he should be able to record these hearings. And as he said, it's his equipment. He's not getting in anybody's way. Yeah. It's something he should totally be allowed to do. But he's probably doing this alone. He's probably got maybe one or two friends that'll, you know, maybe help him out, maybe go with him to court. But he's going it alone. He doesn't have anybody who's an activist to back him up like we do here. We show up in court. We filled up the entire courtroom this past week for our friend Jim Johnson.
With extras.
For the most part. And we were able to record. There was Jason Talley was in there. He had his video camera as well, just in case something happened. We had at least three cameras in there while we were there. I had a recording device. The man in the robe demanded I shut off the camera at one point because he was going to address the jury regarding the so-called free staters that are here and as to whether or not the jury could hear the case without having a bias either for or against free staters. For some reason, he asked me to turn off the camera. But interestingly, he had Jim do it. So he calls Jim, who's the defendant in the case, up to the front of the room with the other attorney, has a few words with him. Then Jim walks over to me and says that I've been asked to turn the camera off. Okay, fine, because of this is some sort of sensitive thing that needs to be said or whatever.
Yeah, but what's that have to do with Jim?
It doesn't make sense, because one of the rules of the court was I couldn't film the jury. So it's not like I was going to pan over to see the jury.
And the other thing that he was going to explain to the jury was, look, don't make decisions based on this group of people called the Free Staters for the actions that some of them might have made over this one guy. So what does he do? He calls over the defendant, who's a Free Stater, in order to get the other Free Stater to turn off the camera. If he wanted a man to turn off the camera, he should have told the guy who had the camera to turn it off.
Which he didn't. Yeah. And so what I did was I just started recording with my auto recording device.
I always have a backup.
Yeah, exactly. So we can do those things here, and I'm sorry you can't in California. Maybe you should leave if you like the ideas of liberty. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about what we've got going on here. All right, we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com, and maybe we'll talk about the entry fee at that time. See you then.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.